Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Good morning. Welcome to Spectrum. This is Steve Warren. My guest is Michael Jeffers. Michael, welcome to our program. We'll tell the people a little more about you and what we're talking about today, but thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and talk about our science.
Yes, it is going to be a scientific kind of a day, and for those of us who have backyard gardens, we may get into a couple of Latin names or two before we get through this event. But let's get a little bit of background. We're going to be talking about a product primarily designed for women, particularly a product that is a natural ingredient that's found in a number of different brand name products, particularly for the treatment of menopausal symptoms. Is that pretty much it?
That's it. That's it.
All right. And let's go back. Tell us a little bit about your background, your upbringing.
I grew up in Chicago, and it's a pleasure to be in a big city again because right now I live in the mountains in New Mexico. So it's a change for me, but it's a good change. And we're pleased to have the opportunity to talk to you today, Steve, and discuss our technology. Our company is Helios Corp, and our primary focus is to take cultural remedies and translate those cultural remedies into potential commercial ingredients that we do back with phase one and phase two human clinical studies. You know, my background is probably not too different than many young people today, where I graduated from college with an emphasis towards business and chemistry. I've been in the food ingredients or the ingredients business my entire career. Any food ingredient that would be some of the fantastic products that are in the shelves today, but that evolved, the industry has changed a great deal. And so we were one of the very early sellers of basic raw materials linked to botanicals.
Did you work with any major companies when you first got started, or any other products or name brands or anything that people might remember that you may have had a finger in at some point?
Not to date myself, but I am going to date myself, is that in the mid to late 70s, botanicals were just that. When a company would have interest in getting, let's say, ginseng or grapeseed extract or saw palmetto grass, it was really just in a botanical form. So they would take the product, they would harvest it, and then they would dry it, put it into a powder form, and then actually sell it in maybe a bottle or sell it in a bag. And that was the early stages of commercializing botanicals.
When we start talking about botanicals, we think of all the good things that they do, mostly because people are buying supplemental botanical products for a variety of things. In this particular case, let's get to the genesis of your current business and your current product. Exactly what is it and how did you come by it?
Because the industry has changed so much, the effectiveness of botanicals has improved dramatically. And so what that means is that in the early days, of course, it was botanicals and botanical powders that were commercialized. And then eventually someone figured out that they could take those botanicals and then create what's called an extraction process. And by doing the extraction process, they would provide the botanical as an extract, which means that it was more effective in terms of what it was going to solve, whether it was menopause or pain or a variety of things that have been in cultural print for thousands of years. The concentrations made a big difference. So instead of you would buy ginseng and you'd get it in a powdered form, you'd have to consume huge quantities. But by getting it in an extract form, it now suddenly was condensed down to a pill or two pills.
These particular three products that are in this compound had exhibited any effect either anecdotally or deliberately over the past couple of thousand years that you could pinpoint a culture or a place in the world where they were having an effect, places where they didn't exist, that the opposite was happening?
That's such a great question, because actually, if you took word of mouth or what was passed down from generation to generation to generation, the herbalist or the natural healer would be responsible for maintaining that and extending that knowledge to the next generation. So much of it back then was word of mouth. And then eventually, you condense it down to, let's say, 300 years ago, where we started to see more written text or written reference points to what these different plants would do in South Korea. As an example, in our menopause ingredient, it contains three botanicals or derived from three different plants. And we, of course, that when you have plants, you have the choice, do I use the leaves, do I use the stems, do I use both, do I use the roots? So in our case, we chose the plants based on a cultural reference that was linked to something that was in writing in South Korea. And by virtue of doing that, what we were able to identify is that we were able to get a sense of what we had and how it might contribute to the symptoms of menopause. And of course, you're never really sure because the descriptives are different. Mm-hmm. An example, one of the plants expressed a description 300 years ago that we found in writing that said raging ball of fire. But I mean, what does that mean? It could mean anything. It could mean menopause or hot flashes, or it could mean joint pain. It could mean you're mad at somebody, so mad that you're feeling like your head's on fire. It could be a variety of things. So we took indicators in the written text and condensed it down to what we viewed as the three best choices to make this combination of three botanical extracts that is so highly successful right now globally to treat menopause. In South Korea, the three botanicals that we use, that we extract to get to what we need to get to for our final ingredient, the first one is called Angelica gigas nicai. Now, that's actually similar to a species in China that's called Angelica gigas sinensis, which is Dong Quai. Angelica gigas nicai has been historically linked in South Korea to a variety of benefits. It's very popular to this day as a singular component in South Korea. A lot of times we see it used for mood or maybe even memory or pain management. Flammis umbrosa is another interesting plant that's in our mix. Some say that when you take Flammis umbrosa, that it actually prevents your hair from growing gray. And supposedly, some women have reported that when they take it, it makes their hair grow faster. So that's an interesting sort of older cultural benefit of the singular plant. And then the third one is Sinensium wilfredi. And actually, I know less about the cultural reference points for that. But most certainly it's been linked to something relative to most likely mood or having a good positive spirit. And so what we did is we took those three plants, we harvested the roots, and then from there we identify the activity of each of the lots that the roots come from, and then we blend it, and then we do what's called water extraction, where we extract the concentrated version of those roots, and then we blend them together, the three roots, to get Estro G100. As a science-based company, you're never really fully sure what you have until you do your first clinical study. And so when we did create the final version in extraction, we did our first clinical because you have to start somewhere. So we tested a variety of endpoint claims, but it was a 12-month study, so it was a big commitment on our part to say, okay, here's this, what could be a really promising ingredient, but we have to check for a lot of different things. So we evaluated how much better was it than the placebo group, or we checked for bone density. We checked for did the women gain weight. We checked for triglyceride levels. We checked for Hep2G levels. We did a lot of different things to evaluate how it was going to perform for us. And the results were phenomenal. We knew immediately that we had something very interesting here and became excited about the fact that at least in Asia, we could start developing and commercializing this ingredient for menopause. But we had a lot more work left, and that's what we ended up doing going with our future studies.
And the name of the actual ingredient is Estro G100?
Yes.
How did it arrive at that name?
Initially, when we developed the name, we developed it with the cooperation of a lot of folks that had very strong positive comments that tried the product in the early stages of development. And so they came up with the Estro G. We actually attached 100 to it. is a way to differentiate it, because it was close to the 71 different botanicals that we reviewed contributed to our ultimate formula.
You're in a variety of different products made by a variety of different companies on different shelves and different stores. What is your overall distribution right now?
Initially launched the product in South Korea. And I can say, and I'm proud to say that to this day, right now, we have what's viewed as close to 95% of the menopause market in South Korea with this ingredient technology. It includes nutritionals, that includes pharmaceuticals, and that includes alternate therapies.
How would someone go into a store, a health food store or a drug store, and locate a product?
Well, in a couple of the brands actually have Estro-G 100 or contains Estro-G 100 on the front of the label. When we initially commercialized into the U.S., we did it with companies like Now Foods, Doctor's Best, that their primary sales channels were into health food stores. And we had our first big breakthrough in retail last year when both CVS and Walgreens decided that they wanted to launch our ingredient technology in their stores. Not quite a year later, we were in 13,000 stores of CVS and Walgreens combined. They have it in their menopause section. CVS, for example, calls it advanced 8-step symptom menopause relief. But it says Estro-G 100 on the front, and it says works in as few as 7 to 10 days, and it works on multiple symptoms.
Are there any associated effects or benefits apart from menopause that these products are good at?
It's a unique scenario with our ingredient because it's a combination of three botanical extracts. We can attribute certain expressions of what those botanicals do singularly. But when you combine it, our goal and our intent is to test for menopause. The 12 primary symptoms of menopause became the working model of what we were looking to either improve or significantly improve or not improve those 12 endpoint claims. So in all three studies, we demonstrated that the product significantly improved 10 of 12 symptoms. That's huge.
It is, yes.
Over time, what happens is customers give you feedback. And so we call those testimonials, or we call that call-ins or letters, thank you letters, which we get by the thousands. And what they're telling us is that they say they love the product, and that before they used Estro-G 100, the other nutritionals that they chose in the retail space in the United States, if they did work, it was taking too long. They found that they had to take things like black cohosh or soy genistine. They would have to take it for 6 to 8 weeks for it to work. When they start taking Estro-G 100, they found out that it was working fast, or it was working within 7 to 10 days. We didn't know that in the beginning.
But so, not concentrating on the timeline particularly.
Right. It's phenomenal, Steve, because we didn't know that at the time. And then suddenly we find out, hey, this stuff's working fast. We know that women don't have the patience in this country to take anything more than a couple weeks. And if they take it, they throw it in the trash. And, you know, honestly, when you're going through the debilitating symptoms of menopause, you want something that's going to work, and you want it to work fast.
For Estro-G 100 or any of the products that contain it, it's a tablet delivery, and what's the dosage? What's the frequency?
The clinical dosage rate that we utilized in all three of our studies is 514 milligrams per day. And today in the United States, we see it primarily in capsule form.
Well, the ingredient is known as Estro-G 100. Our guest today on Spectrum is Michael Jeffers. He was the chief compounder who put everything together in this particular product for North American distribution, particularly.
You brought up a really good point, Steve, which is that what are some of the other attributes of Estro-G 100? And when you have a great molecule that works, ultimately you find out about other things or other benefits of the product. I'll tell you an interesting story. When we launched in South Korea in 2004, we really started to get our momentum around 2009, 2010, when we got what's called KFDA approval. So then we're off to the races, and Estro-G is doing phenomenal things in South Korea. One of the things that came out of this, another residual benefit that we didn't know about, which has become quite huge, is that the mothers that were taking the product, their daughters were noticing that their skin looked better, that mom's skin looked better. And they said, hey, Mom, can I take this too? And then Mom, of course, would say, yeah, of course, take my Estro-G 100 for your skin. And then the young people start taking it, the next generation, which is 20 or 30-year-olds were taking it. And then it became viral. So not only was it working on the moms, but then there was this whole viral story that if these younger women would take Estro-G 100, their skin tone would significantly improve as well. And maybe with less cosmetics. What we want to accomplish and what we want to accomplish and extend to your listeners that they finally have an opportunity to take something for menopause. They don't necessarily have to talk about it to anybody. It's a difficult subject. Nobody wants to hear about it, but women bear the burden of the life change. We want to tell women, it's okay. We get it. We get that you're suffering, and there are 45 million women in our country right now that are of menopausal age. 2,700 women per day are going into menopause. This is a very, very serious issue, but we have a solution. Our solution is Estro-G 100. It works in as few as 7 to 10 days. It improves 10 of 12 symptoms benefits, and the easiest solution to buy, go to this store, get it, try it. You'll be satisfied. You'll note 50% had improvement in menopause in the first week. That's phenomenal. CVS, Walgreens, menopause section, look for Estro-G 100. The website for Estro-G 100 is that. It's estrog100.com. No space, no dots, nothing. Estrog100.com.
Thank you very much. Our guest today has been Michael Jeffers. Michael is here talking about this remarkable product. We hope that our listeners will have gained some information about it. And if you have any questions, you can go to the website. But thanks again for stopping by our station.
Thank you so much, Steve. The best to your show and your listeners. And do reach out. We'll help you in any way we can with your ladies.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.